All right, it is Monday morning, brand new week, and a brand new world when it comes to HR, human resources. Updated for the 21st century is the big book of HR, completely revised and updated by its authors, Barbara Mitchell and Cornelia Gamlam, who's on the line with us right now. Cornelia, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, you are a noted author and speaker on all things HR. A lot of us don't really know what goes on in the HR department other than, you know, you're responsible for making sure we get paid and get our time off. But the world of HR has really changed in recent years, hasn't it?
Oh, it has changed dramatically. I mean, there's so much more to making sure that you've got a good talent pool that's available to you and that you're bringing the right people into your organization. And then, of course, once you bring them in, that the work only begins. You've got to make sure that you're keeping people engaged so that you can retain them. You know, and that deals with things like, how do I reward people? How do I recognize them? And, you know, the world of rewards and recognition is changing so much. And the way we compensate people to keep up with, you know, just the changing ways that people work. You know, so much of what we've had in place was really put in place to deal with an industrial society. And the knowledge workers today really have different needs and require different things. And, of course, technology is changing the way that we can manage people as well.
It absolutely is. And so as that change occurs rapidly on a day-to-day, almost hour-to-hour basis, how do you deal with that, that what essentially becomes a talent shortage?
If you're keeping a good pipeline going and seeing that the need is going to continue into the future, it's so important, particularly for people in recruiting, to stay on top of the technology and to also work very closely with their business partners so that they understand how the needs of the business is going to be changing. And I know so many recruiters they just try so hard to stay on top of what are those future needs going to be? And they're constantly looking for people, even if there isn't an immediate need today, because, as you said, that can change, you know, by the hour sometimes within organizations.
The retirement wave started probably about 10 years ago as the baby boom generation began to head off into their golden years. And as that happens, that creates a major shift in talent, too, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and one of the biggest challenges is that as you see people leaving the organization, they're also taking with them a lot of the knowledge that they had. And so companies are looking at very creative ways to do things like phased retirements, where people can maybe work on a part-time basis or work together with a younger staff member so that there can be a real transfer of knowledge. And, of course, you know, we're also seeing that you know, a lot of people don't want to retire entirely, so that, you know, they welcome the opportunity to come back in and, you know, maybe work on projects, and, you know, during that period they can also do some more knowledge transfer. But then technology gives us a great opportunity to do some of that as well, so people can stay connected without necessarily having to come into a physical workplace every day.
I want to get back to something that you mentioned before, and that is this new knowledge-based economy shifting away from an industrial economy, and we're still manufacturers here. We're still building cars, and we're still building all kinds of things. We're just doing it in a different way, and so how do we get the workforce? This is a problem we're dealing with, especially in this part of the country, constantly is getting people to move away from industrial knowledge to more of a technology-based knowledge.
Yeah, and I think that's been one of the big challenges that we've seen a lot is how do we retrain people? And it's not a matter of just, as you kind of alluded to, retraining them in skills so that they learn more about technology, but also that mental shift of saying, you know, I'm so used to working with my hands and doing things a certain way. And, you know, there are some other great tools out here that could actually make it easier for me. And if I can learn some of these tools, maybe the jobs won't be quite as physically demanding. I'm still working in manufacturing, but now I have to understand a little bit more about technology so I can learn how to work with the automation, how I can learn to work with robotics, how I can learn a little bit more about how these new tools are working so I can be more productive along with the employers and the needs that the employers have.
And of course, that scares a lot of, especially older employees who aren't familiar with technology. So how do you get those folks on board?
You know, I think that's where some of this reverse mentoring comes in. What we're seeing a lot of organizations do is, you know, they pair up a younger worker, you know, some of these digital natives who this is all second nature to them. And, you know, have them paired up with an older worker who may be a little bit schemish about, you know, working with some of this new technology. And if you can do some of that one-on-one coaching and mentoring, it's really, you know, a win-win for everybody, because the younger workers get to hear some of the stories, and they get the advantage of the older workers' experience. And, you know, the older worker gets to recognize, hey, some of this stuff really isn't this hard. If I just have somebody who's patient and can kind of work, you know, walk me through it and teach it to me step by step.
Yeah. We're talking with Cornelia Gamlam. She is the co-author of the newly revised Big Book of HR. As somebody who works in HR and then deals with other people that work in HR, what would you say is the biggest challenge in 2017 facing those people that work in human resources?
I think one of the biggest challenges that everybody's seeing is just the fast pace of change in so many areas. You know, we see it as we've been talking about technology, but, you know, laws and regulations can change, you know, on a dime in an instant, and trying to keep up with just all of the changes that are taking place. You know, we also see a shift in the way we're working and the way organizations are configured, and trying to keep up with, you know, with just changing organizational structures. It is really a challenge for people these days. And, you know, employees get stressed about it, and then HR, you know, tends to be the ones that hear about, you know, a lot of the stressors that are going on. So it's trying to make the employers understand that we've got to stabilize our culture some and make people, kind of calm people down a little bit and make sure that they feel comfortable in new and changing roles and new and changing technologies.
Indeed. Cornelia, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.